Welcome to the Emmanuel Approach to Emotional Healing.
欢迎来到伊玛内利过程带来情绪医治的课程。
I'll be describing the practical application.
我要来解释一下这个过程一些实际的步骤。
And I'll be describing what is the foundation for that practice.
并且呢，跟大家解释我们这么施行的基础。
The first principle is this one.
首先第一个原则是
God knows our pain.
神深知我们的痛苦。
God knows our pain and wants to help us be healed from our emotional pain.
神不但知道我们的痛苦，并且他渴望我们从这些痛苦里面得医治。
If we are able to perceive God's presence and connect with him so he can lead the healing process,
如果呢，我们能够感知神的同在，并且跟他连结的话，他就能够带领我们走过这个过程。
Then he can help us access traumatic memories.
并且呢，他能够帮助我们回到过去的创伤回忆。
And he can help us set up the conditions so that they can be modified.
并且呢，他能够帮助我们来修正这些记忆。
He can help us successfully complete the remedial processing.
并且呢，他能够带领我们完成这个医治的过程。
That transforms those traumatic memories.
这能够转化改变我们的创伤回忆。
Enables them to become part of our inherited wisdom.
使这些经验呢，反而成为我们的记忆。
To grow in understanding.
使我们的悟性增长。
To develop maturity.
使我们更成熟。
To grow a compassionate heart.
并且呢，我们使我们内心更有热情。
Emmanuel is sufficient.
以马内利就是足够的。
Emmanuel, God with us.
因为神与我们同在。
He is the best method to face old, unresolved pain.
神本身就是最好的方法，就是我们面对悬而未解的痛苦最好的方法。
He makes that very clear.
神很清楚。
He is always present.
他说他总是与我们同在。
He always loves us with perfect love.
他总是以完全的爱爱我们。
He is totally safe to be with.
跟他在一起是非常安全的。
And he's always glad to be with us.
并且他总是很喜悦跟我们在一起。
No matter what our situation or circumstance.
不论我们的情境或我们的环境如何。
He is glad to be with us.
他总是很喜欢跟我们在一起。
Because he's fully God and fully man.
因为他是全然神也是全然人。
He can synchronize with our pain.
所以他能够同理能够理解我们的痛苦。
So that we're no longer alone in our painful experiences and emotions.
所以在我们痛苦的经历跟痛苦的情绪里面，我们不是寂寞的。
He also has infinite capacity.
并且呢，神对我们的情感是无止境的。
So he doesn't get overwhelmed or traumatized.
所以呢，不论怎么样的创伤，他都不会不知所措。
That's what happens to many people as we share with them our traumatic history.
但是呢，我们跟人们分享我们创伤经历的时候，有时候他们会不知所措。
They become overwhelmed and traumatized.
那反而他们也跟着经历创伤了。
And so they disconnect from us when we need them most.
所以呢，在我们最需要他们的时候，他们反而会跟我们断开连结。
Jesus never disconnects.
但是耶稣永远不会跟我们断开连结。
It's important to realize the primary purpose.
所以呢，要来了解耶稣主要的目的是很重要的。
We think his primary purpose is just to help us to be pain-free.
我们以为呢，耶稣他主要的目的是要让我们不再痛苦。
But this is a word we heard him speak.
但是呢，他的话语这样说。
Carl Lehman, the one who developed Emmanuel ministry.
那位发展以马内利过程的 Carl Lehman 博士。
He reported this from a ministry session that he was conducting.
他在一次的服事当中，他这样说。
Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说，
I love my children and I'm glad to free them from suffering.
我非常爱我的孩子，并且我希望他们也能够脱离受苦。
But the primary, most important purpose of all this emotional healing,
但是这些情绪医治最主要的目的呢，
is to remove the blockages between your heart and me.
是要除去在你的心跟我的心中间那个拦阻。
A simple but very important part of the Emmanuel approach.
这是非常简单但是非常重要的一个部分关于以马内利过程。
Is shifting the primary priority of the session.
就是呢，是把我们改变。
We thought the primary purpose was this.
我们以为呢，主要的目标是
Jesus will help us resolve trauma and relieve our symptoms.
就是呢，我们以为主要目标是耶稣他解决我们的创伤，并且呢，创伤带来的症状都得到解决。
He has restated that purpose differently.
但是呢，耶稣却告诉我们他的目的是不一样的。
His primary purpose is to remove barriers that hinder our relationship.With him.
他主要的目标呢，是把我们跟他关系中间那个拦阻来挪走。
The majority of the barriers that we have come from our traumatic experiences.
而这些拦阻、这些障碍呢，主要都来自我们创伤的经历。
So we need to explain exactly what the Emmanuel process is.
那我们来看看这以马内利过程究竟实际是什么样。
What is the method of this Emmanuel healing process?
这个以马内利的医治过程究竟是怎么进行？
Firstly, it's a context for prayer ministry.
首先呢，这其实就是一个祷告的服事。
It's a three-way interaction.
是一个三方的互动。
A recipient.
被服事的人。
A facilitator.
引导者。
And Jesus.
还有耶稣。
Now, to begin with, the recipient may not perceive him.
在开始的时候呢，这位被服事的人呢，他可能没有办法感受耶稣的同在。
So, in the beginning, we spend time helping the recipient to establish that connection.
所以在一开始呢，我们要帮助被服事的人来恢复这个连结。
We want to help them realize and have the awareness of his presence personally.
我们希望他能够个别的明白，恢复跟耶稣的连结。
Because our intention is to connect with the intimate personal presence of Jesus.
因为我们的目标呢，就是要恢复跟耶稣那个亲密的连结。
Both in the here and now.
不只是现在。
And in whatever areas of pain or difficulty they're having.
并且呢，也在生命当中，不论是经历困难或是痛苦的那个情境里面。
Memories, beliefs, relationships where there is no connection with Jesus.
我们的记忆，尤其是那些情境呢，建立了一个耶稣不在那里的记忆。
Now we also want to promote synchronization of the brain.
并且呢，我们也要来推动脑子的整合。
Our relational experience is kept in the right brain.
我们的关系的部分呢，是在我们的右脑。
And our information resources are held in our left brain.
而资讯的部分呢，是在我们的左脑。
And often these two systems are not synchronized.
但是呢，这两个部分呢，常常是不一致的。
So what I think I believe in my left brain.
所以呢，有时候呢，我的左脑所相信的。
I don't actually believe in my traumatic experiences in the right brain.
在我的右脑，这个受过创伤，这个受伤的右脑呢，我跟左脑是。不整合、不相信的。
Now, the moment we are overwhelmed with trauma,
当我们因为创伤，我们不知所措的时候，
our left brain shuts down.
我们的左脑会关闭。
We lose access to all our information history.
所以呢，我们的左脑就不再接收资讯。
All the scriptures we've memorized.
那还有呢，我们过去的经文所记忆的，我们也不再接受。
All the information we've learned.
过去所有的资讯都不接受。
And the brain reverts to the right brain.
那相反的呢，在我们的右脑。
And in the right brain is our history of responses to pain such as this.
我们的右脑呢，是我们对这些事情的回应的记忆。
So our right brain defaults to that.
那我们的右脑呢，生来就是如此。
And we find ourselves behaving as we did when we were 5 years old.
那我们会发现呢，我们现在有一些反应跟五岁的时候是一样的。
It's very distressing to see a 50-year-old man behaving like a 5-year-old child.
你看一个五十几岁的人，他做出像五岁小孩的举止，有时候是让人觉得蛮沮丧的。
But this is what happens until we resolve the trauma in our right brain.
但是呢，如果我们没有解决我们右脑的创伤，结果就是如此。
And that's what Jesus wants to do.
所以呢，耶稣他渴望来解决。
Now, Emmanuel process is not guided imagery.
但是呢，这个以马内利过程呢，不是一个引导式的想象。
We don't make any suggestions.
我们不会提示或建议。
We don't say visualize Jesus walking on the beach.
我们不会说想象耶稣现在走在海滩上等等。
We don't suggest anything from ourselves.
我们不会从我们自己 说出任何的提示。
We're inviting the Holy Spirit to help us recall.
我们是邀请圣灵来帮助我们回想。
And our recall is of actual events.
而回想的呢，是一个当时确实发生过的事件。
Memory events.
是回忆里面的一个事件。
Not of some fantasy image we've created in our mind.
但不是我们现在脑子里面想象出来一些画面或情节。
We cannot visit a fantasy memory.
我们没有办法重访一个重新造访一个你想象的情境。
Jesus does not dwell in our fantasies.
因为呢，耶稣并没有在那些情境里面。
He dwells in our life history.
他是在我们生命真实经历过的情境里。
Genuine actual experiences.
是真实确实发生过的经历。
Recorded in our brain.
因此记录在我们的脑子里。
They're the places that Jesus wants to visit.
这些呢，才是耶稣要重新造访的地方。
They're the episodes that Jesus wants to help us remember.
所以呢，这些是耶稣要让我们回想起来的记忆。
So that he can be with us in a real event.
好让呢，他能够再一次带我们走过那真实经历过的事件。
Which sometimes we've forgotten completely.
只是呢，有时候我们完全忘记了。
But the consequences of those painful memories are affecting us all the time.
可是呢，这些痛苦的回忆呢，今天还是随时的在影响我们。
When I was 4 years old, I was abandoned by my parents.
我四岁的时候呢，我父母抛下了我。
We had just arrived in Australia, and I had caught chicken pox on the boat.
那我那时候我们刚抵达澳洲，我在去的船上呢，我得了水痘。
I was put into the quarantine infirmary and left there for 10 days.
所以呢，我就被放在一个隔离的地方，要在那里十天。
And during that 10 days, my parents thought, "Oh, he's being taken care of."
那我的父母就想呢，在那隔离的地方呢，我被照顾得很好。
We can go now and travel and tour and look around Sydney.
所以呢，我爸妈就想说，那我们去到处看看吧，去雪梨到处走走吧。
And he'll be well looked after.
反正呢，有人好好的照顾他。
Instead, I was totally traumatized.
但是呢，我却因此经历极大的创伤。
To such a degree that I suppressed that memory for 53 years.
但是呢。因为呢创伤极大，所以呢我把它压抑，这个回忆呢压抑了53年。
Yet all the time the emotions of that memory were affecting me.
但是那个回忆的情绪还是一直影响着我。
And so for a lifetime I suffered anxiety and depression.
所以呢我这一生一直经历焦虑跟忧郁。
Insecurity and fear.
不安全感还有恐惧。
Up until the age of 53,I experienced anxiety and fear.
一直到我53岁，在这之前呢，我一直经历焦虑跟恐惧。
I was always feeling insecure.
我常常觉得很没有安全感。
But I didn't know why.
可是我不晓得为什么。
And nothing I tried seemed to help.
我怎么努力呢，都没有办法改善。
When I was 53, I took a trip to Canada.
一直到53岁那一年呢，我去了一趟加拿大。
I went to the Toronto Church in Canada.
我参加了在多伦多一个教会的聚会。
Because we heard that the Holy Spirit was moving there.
当时呢，这个多伦多运动呢，圣灵正在当中运行。
Now an invitation was given for people to come forward for prayer.
当时呢，就有呼召让人到前面来接受祷告。
Who were feeling anxious and fearful and insecure.
特别呢，呼召那些你觉得焦虑、没有安全感、恐惧的人到台前。
I thought, yes, that's me.
我说啊，我就是这样的人。
So I went to the front for prayer.
所以呢，我就到前台接受祷告。
And I was lying on the floor under the power of the Holy Spirit.
当时呢，圣灵的能力击打我，让我倒在地上。
And it was as if a video started playing in my head.
而在我躺下的时候呢，就好像有影片在我脑海里面播放。
And in that video, I saw myself little, maybe about 4 years old.
在影片里面呢，我看到我自己很小的时候，大概4岁。
And in that video, I could see myself looking through a window.
然后呢，在影片里面，我看见呢，我好像看着一个小小的一个窗子。
And I saw my parents going down the corridor and waving.
然后呢，看见我的父母呢，离开一个隔离所，然后跟我挥手。
And they turned the corner and went away out of sight.
然后呢，转身呢，消失在我的视线里。
But no one had told me why I was there.
可是呢，没有人告诉我为什么被关在那窗子里。
And so I expected my parents to return quickly.
当时呢，我期待我爸妈应该很快就会回来。
But they did not.
可是呢，他们没有很快回来。
And so my anxiety built and built.
所以呢，我的焦虑呢就越来越强。
And my fear built and built.
我的恐惧呢也越来越增加。
And my insecurity built.
不安全感也越来越大。
And one day passed after another.
一天又一天的过去了。
And 10 days later.
十天之后。
I came to believe that I had been abandoned.
那个时候我已经觉得我被我爸妈抛弃了。
That my parents didn't want me.
我爸妈不要我了。
That there was something badly wrong with me.
我可能做了什么不好的事。
And that I just have to survive the best way I could.
所以呢，接下来呢，我要自己想办法存活了。
And so I made a decision there.
所以呢，当下我就做了这样的决定。
I'll do whatever it takes to survive.
我要尽我所能的活下来。
I will look after myself.
我要好好的照顾我自己。
And so the video came to a close.
所以呢，那个画面呢就结束了。
And I wondered, what is this?
我就在想这是怎么回事。
So when I came home to Australia, I went to visit my parents.
所以呢，当我有机会回到澳洲拜访我父母的时候。
And I said, did something bad happen to me when we came to Sydney?
我就问他们，当年我们抵达雪梨的时候，我有遇到什么不好的事吗？
When we arrived in 1951, when I was 4 years old.
当时就是我四岁，1951年我们抵达的时候，有什么不好的事发生吗
？Now that information I did know.
这件事情呢，其实我并不知道。
We arrived in Sydney in 1951, when I was 4 years old.
就是呢，我们到雪梨的时候呢，是1951年，当时我四岁。
Oh yes, they said you caught chickenpox on the boat coming over.
那我爸妈就说。哦、oh, ，对对对，那时候你在船上呢，得了水痘。
And when we got to Sydney, you had to go into the quarantine hospital.
那因为呢，我们到了雪梨呢，因为这水痘呢，所以你必须被隔离。
And you had to stay in quarantine for 10 days.
所以呢，你要在这隔离医院呢停留10天。
And we thought that's really helpful.
那我们想的这样子很好啊。
It gives us 10 days free.
这样我们这十天呢就不用照顾你。
And we can travel, and we can tour, and we can look for a place to live.
可以呢，到处观光，然后看看将来要住哪里。
And we don't have to worry about Martin.
也不用担心 Martin.
He's in the hospital being looked after.
在医院里，他被很好的照顾。
Everything's good.
一切都没问题。
I said, when you came to fetch me, how did I seem to be?
我就问他们，你们来接我的时候，我看起来什么样子？
And they said, "Oh, you were very quiet."
他们说你就很安静啊。
And you wouldn't come close.
然后呢，不愿意靠近我们。
But that soon passed.
但是呢，很快就过去了。
And they both looked at me.
那他们两个就看着我。
My parents in their 80s.
当时他们已经80几岁了。
And they said to me, "Why?"
他们说为什么现在问起
？Is there a problem?
有什么问题吗
？What could I say?
我能说什么呢
？Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们。
They don't know what they're doing.
他们所做的，他们不知道。
But you see, there was part of that vision that I didn't tell them.
但是呢，我的意象里面呢，我没有告诉他们。
In that vision, while I was lying on the floor.
就是呢，我回想这个回忆呢，我躺在地板上的画面。
Remembering being in that quarantine room.
就是我想起我在隔离所的画面。
I saw Jesus come into the room.
我看见耶稣来到这个房间里。
And he sat on the bed with me.
他坐在我的床边。
And he put his hand on me.
他把他的手放在我身上。
And he picked me up.
他把我抱起来。
And he carried me outside.
他把我抱出去。
To the children's playground.
把我带到外面的这个小朋友的游乐园。
And he put me on the swing.
又把我带到去荡秋千。
And he was pushing me on the swing.
并且呢，推着我。
Yeah.
And 推我荡秋千。
All the anxiety and fear went away.
所有的焦虑跟恐惧就离开我了。
All the insecurity went away.
所有的不安全感就离开我了。
Because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
因为耶稣是以马内利，神与我们同在。
So many times since that time, whenever I see a swing in a playground, I want to sit on it.
所以呢，从那次经历之后呢，我只要看到游乐场有荡秋有秋千的时候呢，我就想要去坐一下。
And when I do, I relive that picture.Being pushed on the swing by Jesus.
每当我荡秋千的时候呢，我就会重新回想起耶稣推着我荡秋千的画面。
And once again, I remember that I am now safe and secure in the Father's arms.
并且再一次，我就会想起我在父的膀臂中是非常的安稳。
That's the Emmanuel process.
这就是以马内利的过程。
My experience.
这是我的经历。
So that's the kind of thing that happens when we suffer traumatic episodes when we're earlier than five.
所以呢，就是类似像这样，五岁以前我们所经历的一些创伤经验。
They're real memories of real events with real pain inside.
他们是真实的经历，真实的记忆，并且带来存在里面真实的痛苦。
But we don't remember.
只是可能我们现在没有想不起来。
Because Jesus is with us always, he does remember.
但是呢，耶稣他是一直与我们同在，所以他牢记，他知道这件事。
And he was able to reveal to me what was happening when I was in that infirmary.
所以呢，他能够向我来显明，当我在这隔离所的时候所发生的事情。
And in the memory, he came and visited me.
并且呢，他能够在这个记忆里面，他再次来造访我。
And in the vision, he picked me up and carried me out of that room.
他在意象里面，他把我抱起来，带我走出那隔离所。
And I came to have a new belief system.
于是我开始有个新的信念
，that I'm loved，
相信我是被爱的
，I'm wanted，
我是人们所要的
，I'm approved of，
我是人所认可喜爱的
，and that Jesus is with me in my pain，
并且在我痛苦当中，耶稣与我同在
，and all the fear, the anxiety, and the depression just went away，
那些恐惧、那些焦虑都离开我了。
Now in the Emmanuel process, we don't focus on deliverance ministry。
而在我们以马内利过程里面，我们的焦点也不是在释放。
Demonic oppression only takes place in painful places.
仇敌的压制呢，只有在人痛苦的经验里面才会发生。
When we resolve the painful place, the demons have no place to stay.
但是呢，一旦你解决了这个痛苦的经验，魔鬼就没有地方留了。
So whatever deliverance is necessary takes place automatically.
所以呢，不论你需要什么样的释放，就会自然的发生。
The Holy Spirit fills that place.
圣灵充满了那个地方。
And there's no resting place for demons.
所以呢，魔鬼就没有地方停留了。
So they're gone.
所以他们必须要逃走。
Now the Emmanuel process is no place for teaching.
而这个以马内利过程呢，重点也不在于教导。
We don't spend time teaching biblical truths.
我们的时间呢，不会花在圣经真理的教导上。
If there is any teaching, it comes directly from Jesus to the recipient.
有时候呢，会有教导呢，会来自耶稣直接给那位被服侍的人。
Not from the facilitator.
而不是从那位指导者。
Now I can say to you, God loves you.
我可以跟你说，神很爱你。
That's the truth.
这是真理。
I can teach you all kinds of biblical truths to prove to you God loves you.
我也可以教你各种的真理来跟你证明耶稣爱你。
That doesn't help me believe anything in my heart.
但是呢，这一点都没有办法帮助我的心来相信。
But when Jesus visits a painful place and says, the Father loves you.
可是呢，当耶稣造访了你经历痛苦的那个回忆，他说天父爱你。
It's a real experience of a real event.
这是在一个真实事件里面的真实经验。
And the truth is now embedded in the heart.
那个真理就会深植在你的心中。
Relationally,
是一个关系性的。
Not academically,
不是知识性的。
Nor is Emmanuel ministry prophetic.
以马内利过程也不是一个先知性的服事。
The facilitator might receive pictures.
指导者可能会得到一些画面。
Might receive messages.
或是有一些信息。
But we don't communicate those things until after the session.
但是呢，我们会等到整个服事过程都结束之后才分享。
During the prayer process, we don't give words of knowledge, pictures, or images.
在整个祷告服事的过程呢，我们不会把这些先知性的话语或画面分享出来。
And only afterward, if you're sure the Lord's asking you to share them.
只有在服事完了，这个指导者你确定神要你分享才会说出来。
In a way that confirms the experience they've just received.
为的是要来印证。被服侍的人刚接受过的服侍。
So you see, Emmanuel approach turns everything on its head.
所以呢，我们看到这个以马内利这以马内利医治过程。
Professional counseling training, which I've received myself.
像我自己呢，我接受过一些专业的咨商。
It relies on us learning lots of things.
是重点是在于我们学了很多的知识。
Lots of methods.
很多的方法。
Lots of interventions,
很多的方式
lots of strategies,
很多的策略
and adapting all that to a person's story.
然后呢，把这些呢应用在这个人的经历
and trying to help resolve that problem for them.
然后想办法帮他们解决他们的问题
In the Emmanuel process, I have to put all my counseling training on the shelf.
但是呢，在以马内利过程里呢，我要把我这些諮商的训练都放到一边。
Because the wonderful counselor is now in charge.
因为呢，奇妙的测试最棒的諮商员呢，就在我们当中。
And he knows much better than I do how to proceed.
他懂得比我多了。
And so it's quite confronting to see Jesus doing things that seem to be not logical.
所以呢，有时候你看耶稣他做事的方法好像不太有逻辑性，是蛮挑战的。
Not the kind of thing that I would have done at all.
因为呢，我绝对不会这样做。
But you see, he produces the outcome which I cannot.
但是呢，他带出来的成果呢，也是我带不出来的。
So in every session, I learn new things about Jesus and the way he functions.
所以每一个过程里面，每一次我都能够有新的学习。
So I learn and develop and grow as I watch Jesus interface with someone who's hurting.
所以呢，当我看见耶稣他介入这些人受伤得医治的过程里面，我不断的学习。
So there are a number of basic approach principles.
那有几个基本的原则。
Number one, the Lord is always with us.
第一个原则就是主总是与我们同在。
Number two, many things block our relationship with Jesus.
第二点呢，就是呢，有许多事物呢拦阻在阻塞了我们跟耶稣之间的关系。
Such things as fear, bitterness, vows, lies.
譬如说恐惧、苦毒、誓言、谎言。
All these things can hinder us from being able to perceive the Lord's presence.
这些事物呢，都能够拦阻我们来感知神的同在。
But because it's possible to identify and resolve these hindrances,
但是呢，如果这些拦阻、这些阻碍呢，能够被指认出来的话，
once these blockages have been removed,
并且呢，把它们挪走，
it's always possible to perceive the Lord's presence with us in our traumatic memories.
我们自然就能够看见、感知神在我们创伤的经历当中，他其实是与我们同在的。
So Jesus can guide the recipient and the facilitator from the current symptoms.
所以呢，耶稣跟这个引导我们呢，从现在的症状。
Because the current symptoms are only evidence of the problem.
让我们看见呢，这只是现在的现象。
So he leads us from the current symptoms to the underlying traumatic memories.
所以呢，耶稣他就引导我们从眼前的症状跟现象，回到那些创伤的回忆。
Now the living Jesus is uniquely effective in helping us complete unfinished processing.
耶稣呢，他是非常有果效的，他有很特别的方法能帮助我们来完成这个过程。
And the Lord always facilitates healing once the blockages have been removed or resolved.
并且呢，每当这中间的拦阻一拿走呢，耶稣他总是能够发起进行他的医治。
Now you remember in the Bible, the Lord is often saying, "Peace be with you."
记不记得在圣经里面，耶稣他常常说，愿你们平安。
And that's the end point of the ministry process.
这是整个服事过程的终点目标。
The Lord wants to resolve each wound to the point that the traumatic memory is healed, and we now experience peaceful and calm.
主的目标呢，就是让我们在这些创伤得医治之后呢，我们能够经历那份平安。
So symptom relief is good.
所以呢，固然会有症状的解除。
But the most important part is to remove these blockages that prevent my heart from meeting his heart.
但是真正的目标呢，是挪去中间那个拦阻，拦阻我的心跟神的心连接的那个拦阻。
And so we begin in a place where we're familiar with the presence of God.
所以呢，我们会从你对神的同在熟知的地方开始。
Often these are memories of times we've spent with God.
常常呢，是譬如你跟主同在的时光。
Often they're experiences of worship.
也许呢，是你在敬拜中的经历。
Sometimes they're experiences of events that we see the Lord is involved with.
或是呢，有一些事件你看见主的手在其中。
Sometimes they're memories of simple joy.
有时候呢，就是一些很单纯的喜乐。
We were out for dinner last night, and someone had a little baby with them.
昨天晚上呢，我们去吃饭的时候呢，有人带了一个小 baby 来。
It was amazing to see how much joy that little baby generated.
你看那个宝宝他带来的喜乐，真的是很奇妙。
There was competition to see who would hold the baby.
那我们大家呢，就来比啊，看谁那个宝宝愿意让谁抱。
And so there is a joyful memory.
所以那是一个非常喜悦的回忆。
That's a good place to be.
所以这也是一个很好的开始点。
And so if we remembered that event,
所以你如果你记得这个情境
，and we ask Jesus, please help me perceive your presence.
然后你可以就此请求耶稣让我感知你在这其中的同在。
We would perceive His presence there.
我们必能在那里感知他的同在。
Now the opposite is also true.
那相对的呢也是。
In those areas that we have not allowed Jesus to visit,
就是呢有一些地方呢我们不容让耶稣进来的。
In those places that we don't want to visit,
或者是有一些我们自己不想要回想的。
In those places that we know are filled with pain and suffering,
我们知道呢那些是充满了痛苦跟苦难的。
Those are the places we don't want to visit.
那些我们不想要重访。
Our expectation is that Jesus is not there.
那我们心里也认为说耶稣不在那些地方。
So you can see that the Emmanuel healing process is different from many other emotional healing strategies.
所以你可以看到以马内利的医治方法跟其他的医治方法不太一样。
But because Jesus is in charge, it's uniquely effective.
但是呢，因为耶稣但因为我们的医治是耶稣在带头，所以非常的不一样。
We conducted our first Emmanuel training school in 2006.
我们是在2006年的时候开始我们第一次的以马内利学校。
We trained 30 people from Singapore in a weekend event.
我们在一个周末的时间呢，训练30位新加坡的人。
And I visited the church in Singapore to teach the whole congregation.
并且呢，我也去新加坡当地的教会拜访他们。
Because it's such a simple process, often people are curious.
因为我们的过程很简单，所以人们常常很好奇。
Why is this so simple?
怎么这么简单啊？
Why didn't we hear about this before now?
怎么以前都没有听过？
Well, you see, it all comes out of the New Testament quite clearly.
那其实呢，这些在新约你都可以看见。
God works for the good of those who love Him in every situation and circumstance.
万事互相效力。叫爱神的人得益处。
And Jesus says, I am with you always.
耶稣也说我常与你们同在。
Never will I leave you like an orphan.
我不会撇下你们像孤儿。
Never will I abandon you or forsake you.
我必不撇下你，不丢下你。
For I am with you always.
我总是与你们同在。
And because he's with us always, he knows our life experience.
那因为他总是与我们同在，所以我们生命每个经历他都知道，他都在场。
He knows our place of pain uniquely.
他是非常独特的深知我们的痛苦。
So that's why we start with a good memory in the beginning.
所以呢，这也是为什么我们在一开始的时候要从美好的回忆开始。
From discovering the presence of Jesus in our good memories,
在这些美好的回忆，我们可以察觉耶稣的同在。
We're equipped then to explore the memories where we do not perceive God's presence.
于是呢，我们就从这里带领人，让他们去探索那些我们不想要探索的回忆。
Now, any experience and encounter with God is recorded as a memory.
每一个我们跟神经历过的记忆都记录在我们的里面。
Revisiting that memory will reactivate and reinforce the experience.
而当我们重新来回想这些经验的时候呢，会重新启动并且增强这些回忆。
The word of Scripture says, think about those things that are good and holy and pure.
圣经上有鼓励我们要来思想那些良善的、美好的、纯洁的事情。
And doing so builds our confidence that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
并且呢，在这当中能够建立我们的信心，相信耶稣是以马内利，神是与我们同在的。
And He is active and has been active in historical events.
神在过去我们所经历的事情里面，他都同在的。
So in the beginning, we're asking the Holy Spirit, please help me remember an occasion.When I felt strongly the presence of Jesus.
所以呢，我们在这个过程一开始的时候，我们就会求神帮助我们来回想起耶稣在场的一些经历。
We call this a five-bar memory.
我们把这称作收讯满格的回忆。
Just like on my mobile phone, five bars says strong signal.
就像我们的手机呢，五格呢就是收讯满格。
In order to connect with Jesus, I'm looking for the strongest signal.
所以呢，我要跟耶稣连接的话呢，我希望我的讯号是满格的。
And so we can practice that process simply, just on our own.
所以呢，我们可以先来自己来操练这个过程。
So we invite people to remember a time when you were aware that God was with you.
所以呢，我们就会请人来回想你记得耶稣跟你同在的一些回忆。
Or a time that you felt God's love.
或是呢，你感受到神的爱的一些时光。
Or you received a gift from God.
或是呢，你从神领受了什么礼物。
And that's where we begin the process.
我们就会从这样的回想来开始这过程。
So we begin with recalling.
所以呢，我们会从回想开始。
We ask the Holy Spirit.
我们会问圣灵。
Help me recall a five-bar memory with Jesus.
求他帮助我们回想那些跟耶稣收叙满格的回忆。
Then describe fully that event.
然后呢，会要人们来完整描述这个事件。
Where am I? What am I doing?
那时我在哪里？我在做什么
？Who's with me?
跟我在一起的有谁
？What am I feeling?
我当时的感受是怎么样
？And in that place, we look for Jesus.
然后呢，在这个情境里面，我们要寻找耶稣。
Holy Spirit, please help me perceive the presence of Jesus in this memory.
圣灵，求你帮助我能够看见耶稣在这个回忆里面，他在哪里？
Now we take several minutes to speak words of appreciation to Jesus.
然后呢，我们会花几分钟的时间向耶稣说一些感谢的话。
And if we're able to speak those words of appreciation out loud,
如果呢，我们能够大声的把一些感谢的话说出来
，our brain comes into agreement with us.
我们的大脑呢，就会对我们说的这些话认同。
Oxytocin is released in the brain.
在我们脑子里面呢，就会产生这些催产素。
Oxytocin is a bonding chemical.
催产素呢，就是一种连结的化学元素。
We are now relationally bonded to Jesus.
以至于呢，我们就能够因此跟耶稣产生关系上的连结。
But we realize that's in a memory past.
并且呢，我们也能够从过去的回忆里面开始理解。
And Jesus says, "I am with you always."
耶稣说，我总是与你们同在。
So now we ask the Holy Spirit to refresh the presence of Jesus.Right here and now.
所以呢，我们就求耶稣此刻就来更新耶稣的同在。
And we ask Holy Spirit, please help me perceive the presence of Jesus in the here and now.
并且呢，我们求圣灵帮助我们现在能够看见、感受到耶稣的同在。
And very quickly, we will be aware of His presence.
然后呢，很快我们就能够感受到耶稣的同在。
Now, once we are aware of His presence, we speak to Him directly.
一旦我们有这个察觉之后呢，我们就可以直接的跟他来对话。
And we begin with the simple relational question.
我们可以用一些很简单的关系式的对话开始。
Jesus, what do you want me to know right now?
我们可以问他，耶稣，你现在想要我知道什么
？And we listen to his reply.
然后我们要倾听他的回答。
Sometimes we even write down his reply.
有时候呢，甚至要把他的回答写下来。
This is our word of life for today.
这是今天给我们的生命粮。
But having listened to his reply, we ask another question.
然后呢，听完了耶稣的回答之后呢，我们再问他一个问题。
Jesus, what would you like to do now that I'm aware of your presence?
耶稣，我现在知道你在这里了，你要我做什么呢
？And quickly we realize what Jesus is doing.
然后很快你就会知道耶稣他要做的是什么。
A new memory will appear in our mind.
在我们心里面会涌现新的回忆。
Sometimes that's a memory of something that happened in school.
有时候呢，可能是你念书的时候发生的事情。
Because sometimes we hop from memory to memory to the root.
有时候呢，我们会跳跃，经历过好几个回忆之后，来到根源。
And so whatever occurs in our mind, whatever comes to mind.
所以不论什么涌上你的心头的。
We ask Jesus, "Where are you in this memory?"
我们都来问耶稣说。这个回忆里你在哪里
？What are you doing in this memory？
在这一段回忆里面，那时候你在做什么
？I was working with a man, a pastor actually from Sri Lanka.
我有跟一位来自斯里兰卡的牧师一起共事。
And in Sri Lanka, when he was growing up, there were many gangs.
在斯里兰卡他长大的地方呢，那里有很多的帮派。
And often these gangs would harass him on the way home from school.
而在他放学回家路上呢，他常被这些帮派分子恐吓。
And there was one particular episode which caused him to believe, "I'm helpless and powerless."
在其中一次被恐吓的经验呢，他相信呢，他是无助的，他是无力的。
There's no one here to protect me.
没有人能够保护我。
And as we moved from the five-bar memory to that memory,
那当我们呢从满格的回忆、收叙满格的回忆来到这个回忆的时候
，we were able to ask the question. Jesus, where are you in this traumatic memory.
我们就开始问耶稣说，在这个这么创伤性的回忆里，那个时候你在哪里？
And in that memory, this man saw Jesus in front of him, walking right through the gang.
在这个回忆里面呢，那个牧师他看见，原来耶稣就走在他的前面，经过跟带他走过这些帮派分子。
And he was able to follow along behind Jesus.
他就是跟着耶稣走在耶稣的后面。
And all his feeling of I'm helpless and powerless.
他本来那个无助无力的感觉。
There's no one here to help or protect me.
那个没有人会来保护我的感觉。
He was able to believe Jesus is always with me.
现在呢，能够被耶稣总是与我同在取代。
Jesus is always trying to protect me.
耶稣总是在保护我。
I can trust him and rely on him to do so.
我可以信靠他，我相信他会这么做。
So that's the kind of event that we may visit when we ask the question, "What do you want to do, Jesus, right now?"
所以呢，当我们问耶稣说你现在要做什么，要怎么做的时候呢，就是可以在这样的情境里面来问。
But that's not the end of the process.
可是呢，过程呢，这还不是过程的结束。
And so we ask Jesus once that memory is resolved.
一旦呢，这个记忆呢，回忆被解决之后呢，我们也要来问耶稣。
Jesus, what do you want to show me now?
那耶稣，你要向我显明什么？
And he revealed, help this man remember another event.
然后呢，耶稣呢就帮助这个人呢，又想起了另外一个事件。
In which there were similar feelings.
在这个事件里面有类似的感受。
Helpless, powerless, insecure.
无助、无力、没有安全感。
No one here to protect me.
没有人保护。
And the memory was of being brought to kindergarten.
但是呢，这一次这个回忆呢，是在幼稚园的时候。
And left at kindergarten.
在幼稚园。
And his mother went away.
他妈妈呢，把他丢在那里。
And those same emotions were in that event.
所以呢，同样的情绪呢，在这次事件里面又重现。
So we ask the same question.
于是我们又问同样的问题。
Jesus, where were you and what were you doing in this event?
耶稣在那一次幼稚园的事件里面，你在哪里？你在做什么？
And this man saw Jesus sitting on the floor.
那这个牧师呢，他就看见了耶稣，他坐在地上。
And he was playing with Lego.
他在玩乐高。
So in this memory, the little boy went and sat down with Jesus.
那在这个回忆里面呢，小男孩呢就跟耶稣一起坐下来。
And was playing with Lego.
一起玩乐高。
And felt immediately, I'm not alone.
当下他就觉得我并不是孤单，不是自己一个人。
I have a friend with me.
我有朋友跟我在一起。
Someone who's glad to be with me.
是很喜欢跟我在一起的一个人。
I'm safe and secure.
我非常的安全，非常的安稳。
I'm okay now.
我现在没问题，没事了。
And all those feelings of abandonment left him.
那种被抛弃的感觉就离开他了。
But you see, we haven't finished yet.
可是呢，还这过程还没有结束。
And so we ask the question.
我们又再问一个问题。
Jesus, what do you want to show us now?
耶稣，你现在要再向我们显明什么呢？
And the little boy is remembering when I was born.
这个小男孩呢，想起了他出生的情境。
Now, this man had no such memory in his mind.
但是你要知道，这位牧师呢，在他的脑海里其实是没有这些回忆的。
So this was a supernatural revelation from Jesus.
所以这是来自耶稣一个超自然的启示。
And in that birth that he suffered at the time,
当时呢，这个出生的过程呢，他有一点困难。
His mother had a very difficult birth.
他的妈妈呢，正在经历一段难产。
And this baby came to believe, I'm not supposed to be born.
所以这个过程呢，这个婴孩呢，就开始相信我是不应该出生的。
I'm not supposed to live.
是觉得我是不应该活在这世上的。
Because in the womb, he's listening to the conversation of all the people in the operating room.
因为呢，在他还在母腹里，这胎儿呢，他听见这个产房里面大家的讨论。
So after 30 hours, he was delivered.
在过了三十个钟头之后，他终于生出来了。
But the mother was so exhausted, the mother had to be removed from the baby immediately.
那这妈妈已经精疲力尽，所以她马上就被带离开这个宝宝婴儿的身边。
And so the baby was put in a crib and moved to another room.
所以呢，这个婴儿呢，新生儿就被放在一个小婴儿车里被带走。
Now what's supposed to happen is the baby is placed on mum's chest.
但是呢，本来呢刚生出来的新生儿呢，应该要被带到妈妈的这个怀里，给妈妈抱一下。
And from mum we receive the message, you're safe and secure.
在妈妈抱他的时候，这新生儿就能够得到你是安全的这样的信息。
And oxytocin is released.
在这个当下的那个催产素就被释放出来。
The bonding chemical.
就是一个使人产生连接的化学元素。
And the baby feels safe and secure.
让这个孩子他就觉得很安全。
I am wanted.
知道我是被欢迎的。
I am alive.
我是有生命的。
Someone's glad to be with me.
是有人很喜欢我的存在的。
But you see, this didn't happen.
但是呢，这个过程没有发生在他身上。
And so this belief, I shouldn't be alive.
所以呢，这个信念呢，就是我不该活在这世上的信念。
Had affected him for his whole lifetime.
在他一生的整个人生的过程当中，都影响着他。
So we asked Jesus, "What are you doing there?"
所以呢，我们就要问耶稣说，在这当中你在做什么？
And we saw Jesus delivering the baby.
我们就看见呢，耶稣他原来在接生这个新生儿。
And holding the baby.
然后把他抱到他的怀里。
And carrying the baby.
抱着这个宝宝。
And giving the baby to the father.
然后呢，把这个宝宝交给父亲。
And the father was holding the baby.
然后呢，换爸爸呢来抱这个宝宝。
And that's when he heard the words.
然后他就听见了这样的话。
You are my precious child, with whom I'm well pleased.
你是我宝贵的孩子，我非常的喜悦你。
And all his fear and anxiety left him.
他的恐惧，他的焦虑，于是就离开他了。
And so, you see how a relationship was formed, step by step.
所以你看，这个关系呢，是一步一步的建立起来。
And you see that the conclusion of the process was safety, security, and peace.
而这个过程医治过程的结论呢，就是安稳跟平安。
And the outcome of the process was, I'm now in the Father's arms.
而这个带出来的结果呢，就是让这个人知道我在父的手中。
Receiving the Father's love.
领受天父的爱。
I can rest now.
我现在能够安息。
You know, pastors are known for their high level of performance.
那有一些呢，是我们不知道的表现。
And this pastor was no different.
过去对我们有我们所不知道的影响。
Busy, busy, busy all the time.
总是一直忙碌。
Hoping to win approval from his congregation.
牧师呢，他总是有一种要表现得好的这个倾向，想要赢得会众对他的喜爱。
But all the time believing they don't love me.
可是呢，同时呢，他又觉得呢，会众都不喜欢我。
So I better do more.
所以他总觉得我要做更多
更好，
再多做一点。
And more.
再多做一点。
In order to justify being alive.
好让我能够知道我有活着的这个理由。
But here he is now, resting in the Father's arms.
但是呢，现在呢，他安稳在天父的膀臂中。
Love, joy, and peace.
充满了爱，充满了喜乐和平安。
Safe and secure.
非常的安稳。
And that's the place that Jesus wants to bring us all to be.
这就是耶稣要带我们去的。
In that place of safety, security, and peace.
也就是去到一个安稳、平安的所在。
And that's why we start each session with an Emmanuel experience.
所以呢，也是为什么我们每一个医治的过程呢，我们都要用以马内利过程来开始。
Holy Spirit, please remind us of an occasion when we felt strongly the presence of Jesus.
圣灵，请你来提醒我们，让我们想起耶稣同在的那些回忆。
And in that place, we realize the connection that Jesus has made.
好，让我们从这些经验里面想起耶稣跟我们的连结。
And that becomes the foundation from which we explore.
并且呢，我们就以此为基础，才开始我们接下来的探索。
And realizing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们知道耶稣是道路，是真理，是生命。
We follow him on the way.
我们路上就是跟随他。
He reveals truth to us.
他会把真理向我们显明出来。
And we come to life.
我们就会重新恢复我们的生命。
That's his intention.
这是他的用意。
So we've been using the Emmanuel approach to emotional healing for 10 years now.
所以呢，我们使用这个以马内利过程呢，来进行情绪的医治，已经有10年了。
And we have found it uniquely effective.
我们发现呢，这个过程呢，这个方法非常的有效。
And we realize that everybody who's able to perceive the Lord's presence.
我们发现呢，每一个人都能够看见，能够感受耶稣的同在。
Everyone is eventually able to press through painful memories.
并且呢，每一个人呢，最终都能够走过这些创伤痛苦的回忆。
Things that they tried hard to forget.
以前是他们很努力想要把这些忘掉的。
And developing their own strategies to deal with unresolved pain.
并且呢，各自呢发展出各自的方法，要想要解决这些悬而未决的痛苦。
We call those strategies addictive behaviors.
有时候呢，这些就是会一些成瘾的行为。
And we become addicted to behaviors, or we become addicted to events.
也许呢，我们对于某些的行为，我们就成瘾了，会有这样固定的表现。
We become addicted to emotions.
或者是我们总是有一些成瘾的情绪。
We become addicted to people.
我们呢过度的依恋人。
And we become addicted to substances.
或是呢我们会过度的依恋一些代替品。
And we bond to those things.
因为我们跟这些事物产生了连结。
Because those things bring pleasure.
因为这些事可以带给我们喜悦。
And release dopamine.
让我们里面产生多巴胺。
That feels better.
让我们感觉好一点。
And we bond to those things.
并且呢，我们跟这些事情开始产生连结。
Because those things release oxytocin.
因为呢，这些东西呢，也会产生了催产素。
And we become bonded to those experiences.
于是我们就紧紧地连在这些事物上。
And so,Our whole relational neurology is affected.
所以呢，我们整个跟关系相关的神经呢，都受到影响。
Our own solutions to the problem of pain.
于是我们就产生了自己来解决痛苦的这个后果，我们就要承担了。
Which are not solutions at all.
但是呢，却一点都没有解决这个问题。
But distractions.
反而呢，带来毁坏。
Once we become aware that Jesus is with us,
但一旦我们知道耶稣他正与我们同在
it's the same as someone taking hold of our hand.
就好像呢，现在有人拉着我们的手了。
One of the pictures is this one.
其中有一个画面就是像这样。
Many people in Canada have basements.
很多我们在加拿大很多人家里都有地下室。
And some of them have in there only the refrigerator, the freezer, and the furnace.
有些呢，就是把他们一些的暖炉啦，或者是他们的这个冷冻柜放在地下室。
And Daddy says to the three-year-old, "You can go down into the basement and have an ice cream."
那有时候呢，可能家里的爸爸跟三岁的小孩说呢，你可以去地下室拿冰棒吃。
So the little girl stands at the top of the stairs.
那这个小女孩呢，站在楼梯的上方。
And she looks down into the darkness.
她看着这黑黑的地下室。
And says, that's too scary for me.
他说太可怕，我不敢去。
But when Daddy comes along and takes her by the hand,
可是呢，如果爸爸来牵着他的手
and he turns on the light so we can see the way,
然后把灯打开，让我们可以看见这个楼梯
she's happy to skip down the stairs with him.
这小女孩呢，就能够很放心的跟爸爸一起走到地下室
in order to receive the gift that's waiting for her.
是为了要拿到前面等着她拿的那份礼物。
I've come that you may have joy.
我来是要叫你们得着喜乐。
Joy in all its fullness.
并且呢，使你的喜乐可以满足。
The Father and I, we will come and we'll make our home in you.
父与我要住在你们的里面。
I'm your constant companion.
我时常与你们同在。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
Fix your eyes on him.
定睛在他的身上。
The author and perfecter of our faith.
他是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
Who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him,
他为在眼前的喜乐
endured the shame of the cross,
他就忍受十架的羞辱
and sat down at the right hand of the Father.
现在他坐在父的右边。
The joy that was set before him is you.
在他眼前的喜乐就是你。
He was looking at you.
他正看着你。
You are the joy that was set before him.
你就是他在他眼前的喜乐。
Because of you, he endured the shame of the cross.
为你，他承担十架的羞辱。
And is now sitting at the Father's right hand.
并且现在坐在父的右边。
Waiting to welcome you into his presence.
等候要欢迎你回到他的同在里。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
A very present help in time of trouble.
是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Always seeking intimate relationship with us.
他总是不断地寻找能够跟我们建立亲密的关系。
Always fulfilling his commission.
他总是不断地要来成就他的应许。
To heal the brokenhearted.
就是要来医治心灵破碎的人。
And set the prisoners free.
叫被掳的、被囚的得释放。
So Jesus, we bless you for your faithfulness.
耶稣，我们称颂你的信实。
Father, we bless you for your love.
天父，我们为你的爱感谢你。
Holy Spirit, we bless you for your guidance.
圣灵，我们赞美你的引导。
We thank you so much, Father, that all you want to do is hold us in the everlasting arms.
天父，谢谢你，你想做的就是用你永远的，用你的膀臂来牵引我们。
So that we feel safe and secure with you.
好，让我们能够在你的同在里感到平安。
Full of love and joy and peace.
满有爱、喜乐与平安。
In order to navigate the problems of this life.
让我们能够走过人生一切的患难。
No longer alone.
但是不再是自己一个人。
But together with you.
而是与你一起走过。
Day by day.
每一天。
Hour by hour.
每一个时候。
Minute by minute.
每一分钟。
Because you are present with us.
你总是与我们同在。
Now.
此刻就与我们同在。
Thank you so much.
我们感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.